Welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Elevated Visibility Podcast. I am your host, Nina Gibson. Welcome back. Thank you for listening. Can we just talk for a second about how fucking humbling it is to record a podcast on video and watch yourself while you're trying your very best to record an episode and not make all of the noises, like scratching my head just now? It is a whole other level of content creation. So if you have a podcast or you do any kind of video content marketing, hats off to you. It's definitely not my favorite, but I'm getting more comfortable with it as I do it, right? As we do things more, we get more comfortable with them. So, all right. Today, we are going to talk a little bit about optimizing your product pages, not only just for SEO, but also for conversion. And if you've been listening for any length of time, you might have noticed that I'm starting to lean pretty heavily into e-commerce SEO and optimization this season. And that's because I really, really love e-commerce SEO. I've mentioned it a few times. That's where a bulk of my experience comes from, is enterprise level e-com SEO. And so I want to share all of the things I've learned over the years with you. And product pages are one of the most integral parts of your e-commerce site. And so many business owners miss the mark when it comes to optimizing these pages, especially if you are a lean team or a solo team and you're just starting out with your e-commerce store. I want to share these tips with you on how you can get the most out of those amazing product pages. So first of all, let's just back up and talk about the importance of your product page when it comes to SEO, right? So all of that beautiful long tail traffic, those keywords, right, that are lower in search volume, lower in competition, like, you know, black Nike running shoes for wide feet, things like that. That's where your product pages can do a lot of the heavy lifting, okay? Especially if you have a larger site where you have faceted URLs that are indexed by color, gender, size, etc. Most of you who are listening, that's not the case for you. But if you do happen to have a larger e-com store, that long tail traffic can get mapped to those faceted URLs, assuming that they're indexed and navigable and unique URLs. But for today's conversation, we're going to keep it really basic. Product page 101. This is applicable to any e-com storefront. And we're going to break it down a little bit just in terms of best practices and a few things that you shouldn't be doing as well. Okay. So first things first, keywords, right? They still matter. They're still super important, especially for your product pages. So you want to make sure that when you are optimizing your product page, and this is especially important if you are a retailer who sells other people's products, right? You want to make sure that the title tag and meta descriptions and headings are all unique. It's okay to include the brand name or SKU in the product name, in that title tag piece, if that's something that is valuable when it comes to the search, right? So if you're like somebody selling like tech products or things like that, oftentimes people might be searching for specific like product numbers or SKU numbers. But if you're somebody who's selling organic skincare, that's not going to become as needed, right? People aren't going to be searching for the individual SKU for the, I don't know, vintner's daughter or things like that. They're going to be searching for that specific name or something related to a best organic skincare oil or something like that. So keep that in mind that if you are creating products on your own, they're unique to you. Make sure that your product titles are unique. But if you're selling other people's products, make sure that you're not just taking over the manufacturer data and not optimizing them specifically for your store. So that kind of leads me to my next thing is the content, right? Do not just take the manufacturer's copy, plop it on your website, on your product page, and call it a day. No, and no, and no. you want to make sure that the copy that you're using is unique. Why? Because you and a gazillion other people who are selling that specific product are doing the same thing, right? Who's going to get the search engine rankings for those specific terms? It's not going to be you. It's going to be the manufacturer, most likely. So it's really, really important that on-page copy is unique, okay? And it can feel daunting when you're thinking about, oh my gosh, I have so many products, I need to create unique copy. But I will tell you that it is 100% worth the time and effort that you're going to spend on this, okay? If you do not use other people's products and you make your own, same rule applies, right? You do not want to dupe your product descriptions across multiple pages. They need to be unique. Now, you can save yourself a little bit of time and create a template for your product pages, right? Where you have like an intro and an about section and the benefits and things to know, right? That you can copy and repeat, but the copy itself will be unique, right? So you can create an outline that makes things a little bit easier. I like to do that with blog posts and things like that, but the actual copy needs to be unique. This leads me to my next thing, which is FAQs, okay? So when people are coming to a website with the intent to purchase something, either they know exactly what they want to purchase or they're not really sure and they're investigating, the more information that you can give them that's useful and helpful, the better, right? And you notice that I said that's useful and helpful. You don't want to just inundate people on your product page with a bunch of bullshit, okay? No, you want to give them useful information in the form of FAQs. So things like most commonly asked, like customer questions. Can I use this product with? What are things to know about this product? Key ingredients, how to use? All of that kind of information is really, really useful because people want to know. They don't want bullshit that they don't need, but they want to know about the product. And of course, you can tailor this, right, depending on what you're selling. Using the skincare example, you can tell people how to use this with other products in their skincare line or other products that you sell. You know, don't use this product with retinol. Make sure you're using sunscreen. These are the most commonly asked questions from people who bought this product. That's really, really valuable, okay? And leading into that, reviews, right? Those beautiful, beautiful reviews, proof, legitimacy, trust. When somebody comes to your website and they are brand new to you, but they found you through search, woohoo, they need to see trust. They need to see legitimacy, right? And reviews are a really, 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 really great way to do that. I see a lot of e-commerce stores, especially those who are just starting out. I know it's hard. You might not have a lot of reviews, but if you are just starting out, or if you're not and you don't have a lot of reviews, either way, make this a priority, okay? Because if somebody has one product page open with 100 reviews and another product page open for the exact same product or similar product, same price, and zero reviews, which one are you going to buy from? Exactly. So you want to make sure that you're creating social proof, and reviews is a really great way to do that. Luckily, if you're using Shopify or anything like that, there's easily integrated apps that you can use when somebody purchases, make sure that in a few days you're following up. Hey, if you love this product, leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you, etc. Right? Okay. So that leads us into our next thing. Schema markup is a must. You might be asking yourself, Nina, what the hell is schema markup? So schema markup is a computer language, basically, and its primary purpose is to communicate specific information about a web page. So that information becomes eligible to be displayed as a rich result in Google search results. So if you've ever looked for a recipe, for example, and you see all of those rectangular images pop up on the top with the different images of the recipe, with the reviews and all of that, that's schema markup. Those are rich results, okay? And for product-based businesses, schema markup is particularly helpful because it shows reviews, price, availability, offers like free shipping, et cetera, all in the search results, right? And it helps increase your click-through rate. It helps increase your visibility. And it's really, really, really important. It's going to give you an advantage. If you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm not a developer, I'm not sure how to do this, Shopify has an app, a few apps actually, that you can easily integrate into your website that will set up the structured data for you. If you're still like, I'm not sure, this would be a really great time to invest in a developer for a couple of hours to have that schema markup set up for you because it's just so important for your product-based business. A few other things before we wrap this up. Clear calls to action. Okay. I see so many beautiful e-commerce sites that do not tell their users what to do. Now, you might be thinking, oh, but they're here to buy something. Isn't it obvious? Nope, it's not. People need to be hit over the head. And not only that, they have been trained over the last two decades, very specifically by Google and websites, on the expectation when you hit an e-com site. Add to cart, a big button, you know, an orange or blue or one of those colors. That needs to be like on the page clearly. I know it feels obvious, but you need to make it very simple for people to buy. You need to make the cart visible at the top of the page. You need to show people what they've actually done, right? So like somebody clicks add to cart and it gives a quick image of what's in your cart. People need to be shown. They need to be handheld. Yes, consumers are beautiful and amazingly adept at using the internet. They still need to be hit over the head. So do not hide your calls to action. Do not make your buy buttons or add to cart buttons hidden because you're worried about the aesthetic. It's okay to make those things obvious. This probably doesn't need to be said, but I'm going to say it anyway. Your photos need to be on point. On point. They need to be super high quality. They need to show off the product in as many different angles and ways as necessary to convey what the product is. And if you're able to include video, I highly recommend testing this, okay? Test it. Do not just be like, ooh, video is a great idea. I'm going to roll it out across the site. Mm-mm. Test it. Add it to one or two pages and see what happens, right? Not only to your organic rankings, but to your conversion rate, your bounce rate, time on page, all of those important KPIs, right? All of those key performance indicators that tell you, yes, this is a good idea or no, it's not, okay? Final 2 points. Pay attention to mobile. There's probably not an episode where I haven't been like, you need to pay attention to mobile, but that's the truth, right? You need to see. Chances are people are coming to your mobile site at least 50% of the time, right? So half your traffic, if not more, is going to be mobile. How does that product page look, feel, interact on a mobile device, right? Is that buy button or add to cart like way down on the bottom? Is all of the important information below the fold? Make sure that you are testing your product pages on not just Apple products, but Android too. Tons of people use Android. I often see this as a missed opportunity because so many of us use iPhones that people don't test on other devices, but it's really important to do that. Which leads me to my final point. Test across browsers, okay? How something renders in Chrome is not the same as Safari or Firefox. And if anybody's using Internet Explorer, God knows it's not going to render the same on there. You need to be testing across multiple browsers. You cannot just make changes to your website, cross your fingers, and hope to God it all works out. Test, test, test. Make sure that whatever changes you're making look and feel exactly the same on every single browser, okay? And here's a little bonus for you. You don't have to have this all figured out, right? If you're listening to this episode and you're like, shit, I'm doing like one of these things, okay, take one action item from this, one thing on the list, like integrating reviews or really, really making your product descriptions unique and convincing, right? In a way that's not sleazy, but in a way that people are like, ooh, I need this product because it's going to benefit me or it's going to help me, and test it. You don't need to roll it out across every single page of your site. Start with one or two and be like, ooh, wow, this really worked, right? So don't feel like you have to do all of these things all at once. Do I think that all of these things are necessary for an optimal product page in today's marketplace? Absolutely. Does that mean that you have the bandwidth and resources to do it all at once? No. So just take what you can do and implement slowly, right? And if you're just starting out and you haven't even launched your Shopify store or whatever platform you're using, use this as a jumping off point for getting your website set up beautifully. So when you do launch, when you do push it live, you're already in a really great place. Your product pages have that foundation that they need, not just for SEO, right? But for converting users into customers, right? That's really what this is about. It's not just about getting people to your website, but you need them to take action once they get there too. So, okay, that's today's episode, sort of the anatomy and best practices for product pages for your e-commerce store. I hope the sun is shining wherever you are. Until next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much.
To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.